Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. It's actually not a one-hour show anymore. It's a three-hour show, at least for the next couple of months or however long it takes to get Stacey Ann back in the country. She's doing the Lord's work, and I do mean that, down in Mexico. It's a marvelous thing, and we're just filling in till that time when she comes back. Great to have you with us. It's politics over a cup of coffee. Boy, is there a lot to talk about today. I mean, right now, this is, it's an exciting and a scary time to be alive. I mean, it really is. All eyes are on Mike Pence and Georgia. In fact, the Epoch Times has a live Georgia Senate hearing that has just started. In fact, if you go to theepochtimes.com, you can see it. It's live, and you can just click on it, and you can watch the whole thing. Obviously, I'm not going to do that right now myself because I'm kind of busy talking to you about the issues of the day that matter because you thinking about them perhaps in a different way or coming to a greater realization maybe of how it impacts your life helps you change your world by helping you persuade the persuadable. There are two studies that show no asymptomatic threat, spread of COVID. Red State has these, and I want to get into that. I also want to talk about the Mike Pence question goes even deeper, folks. Now, don't believe everything you're hearing about Mike Pence here, including what the Gateway Pundit is saying. Because it's not necessarily Mike Pence, folks, but it's a bunch of lawyers. And Salem salon owner, Lindsey Graham, who opened her salon, Glamour Salon downtown to much fanfare, even though Kate had him shut down. She's gotten fined for it. She's filed a $100,000 lawsuit against the governor and against the agencies that have threatened her, threatened to take away her children, which is not related in any way to her reopening her salon. We're going to get into that because that's made national news, folks. Also, a couple of other things. I mean, this is going to be a big show today. WikiLeaks has dumped everything. Now, I got a heads up about this yesterday. Oh, not long after I got off the air from a friend of mine on Facebook. And I took a look at it. There's a lot there. I mean, you could spend weeks, if not months, just reading all of this stuff. And I just selected a few things here and there. Got a few of Hillary Clinton's, and apparently these are all of Hillary Clinton's missing emails. Now, no doubt there are people that are spending tons of time going through these emails and looking at them, as they should. But I got to tell you, there are supposedly some nuggets in there that are profound. One of them being the Las Vegas shooter was actually an FBI sniper? What? Why would that happen? I don't know about that. I didn't read that part of it, but it was part of the narrative from my friend who sent me that particular piece of data that is supposedly contained in these WikiLeaks email. So we're going to get into all of that today as we go along. Also, Sidney Powell has a website called Kraken-Wood.com. And this is kind of sort of like the Drudge Report in some ways. But in it, on this website, they have the... And I haven't found it yet. I'm looking for it. But she said on an interview that I watched last night, that they have 270 pages of evidence on this website that anybody can look at. I mean, that's pretty profound. I'm going to look at that because this is that missing link that needs to happen, folks. It really does. This is everything. Now, in that regard, I also watched another video. I watched a couple of them last night. One of them is with my friend, State Representative Mark Fincham out of Arizona, in House District 11. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of this hour. It'll be replayed, obviously, at 6 o'clock this evening, only the 6 o'clock hour. He's going to be talking about what's happening down in Arizona. The Mike Pence thing, the fact that the Arizona Republican chairwoman, former state senator Kelly Ward, has joined that lawsuit, but also Sidney Powell dropped that bomb in her interview last night with the Liberty Network, the Liberty Channel, actually, which is from a televangelist, Kenneth Copeland. He doesn't do it, but other people do. Well, she was on it with him. And she said that she was part of that lawsuit with Mike Pence. Well, we're going to talk with Mark Fincham about that. We're going to talk about what they're finding in Arizona. This may be a roadmap for what we need to do here in Oregon. Because I also got a phone call last night from Michael Cross, who's the Republican who ran against Ellen Rosenblum for Attorney General. He is alleging in a letter to her, and I have that letter, to Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum, some of the things that they're finding in Arizona. And what they're finding in Arizona is pretty profound. And literally what they're doing in Arizona, they are sending, they have 800 people as part of this effort that just started from the ground up, from an activist, educated woman in the business world who ran large projects by the woman by the name of Liz Harris. And Liz Harris, along with Mark Fincham, were on Steve Bannon's War Room yesterday. You see that on Newsmax. You can go check that out. What they're doing is they have 800 people that are literally finding, that are literally going door to door to try to find some of these voters that appear to be phantom voters in Arizona. And they're not only documenting it with video, talking with people or neighbors of people and vacant lots where people are registered to vote, people that they cannot find any record of. Remember I talked about Bobby Payton? That is her friend. He testified also in the Arizona hearing. He's also looked at Pennsylvania and Georgia. Well, they are literally sending people door to door. And they are not only documenting it, but they are signing affidavits and having those affidavits notarized. And she was showing on this one video last night these large thousands of affidavits now that they have produced with these 800 plus people that are going door to door all over Arizona. It's not just Maricopa County. But today, and we'll talk with Mark Fincham about that at the bottom of the hour, today in Maricopa County, at the state capitol, there's a large rally and they are kicking off a recall campaign for four of the five county commissioners in Maricopa County that are refusing to comply with the subpoena of the legislature to allow those Dominion voting machines to be examined. Now, some of what they are alleging that is happening in terms of being able to easily look at the actual voting machine image of each ballot, they can tell, and this is the guy who has a lot of patents, we talked about a couple of weeks ago, who says that you can look at that image and you can very quickly determine if a ballot was actually folded by a machine and put in an envelope and sent through the mail, because it will have a crease mark in it. We've heard about that, right? Well, it's interesting that Michael Cross here in Oregon is alleging that same thing in Oregon. And in fact, he's alleging that in Clackamas County, 90,000 ballots appear to be too perfect. Okay? He's also alleging that tens of thousands have had their party affiliation changed from Republican to non-affiliate. He says he was changed. And then he says something that's most alarming, is that Steve Trout, the former elections supervisor at Multnomah County that was hired by Dennis Richardson, mistakenly so, who ran the elections division here in Oregon at the Secretary of State's office, who got fired, this is what Michael Cross alleges in his letter. Steve Trout raised the alarm about the lack of security in Oregon and the extremely antiquated operating system that now isn't even supported by Microsoft. Now, here's the bombshell. He also asked why a security update was flashed into the system from the IT department at 7:52 p.m. on election night. The department had received no security updates all year. We need to know the contents of this update and its purpose. I had not heard that. He says also that the system was not certified as required by Oregon law prior to the counting process starting, but after that, the security update was installed into the system. The system, apparently the state's system, was not certified until after the security update at 7:52 p.m. on election night. 8 o'clock is the deadline in Oregon on election night. Why wasn't security update flashed into the system at 7:52? All of these are questions that need to be looked at. Now, we're going to talk with Mark Fincham about all of this stuff at the bottom of this hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. You can shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am, and I will do my best to read it on the air, even if it's critical of me, Dale. back in a moment. It's 620.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am. Not only is Freedom Heating and Air one of our great Salem-based companies, one of our advertisers here, one of these local businesses that have stood the test of time, not only and they help make your home more comfortable. A lot of different ways, including those great UV light systems that kill bacteria, but also just making everything work right. Kind of cold out there, and if the furnace isn't working right, if heat pump is not working right, keeping up, you ought to call them. Freedom Heating and Air. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. But, folks, I've got something new to share with you. This Friday, we have a rally at the Capitol. Oregon Republican Women for Trump, Oregon Women for Trump, not just Republican women, Oregon Women for Trump and others are putting on a rally at the Capitol. Freedom Heating and Air is helping sponsor that. This is going to be at 1 o'clock, folks. I'm speaking at it. I'm going to be driving up in one of these Trump cruising convoys coming up from Eugene to be a part of it. Freedom Heating and Air is helping to put this on. So why don't you come down and join us, the state capitol, this Friday? We're going to have some speakers. I'm going to be speaking. And then after we're there, we're going to march down to Kate Brown's place, which is Mahonia Hall. Let her know what we think about her lockdown, which is a complete and total fraud, folks. All of it is. You'll begin to hear advertisements on this radio show for not only this event this Friday at the state capitol, but next Wednesday. It's called Operation Occupy the Capitol. All 50 states, Donald Trump is asking patriots to show up at the state capitals on January 6th. It's not just the people going back to D.C., folks. You need to be a part of that, too, because Freedom Heating and Air is helping sponsor that event also. So you got this Friday, New Year's Day. Come to the Capitol. Heck, you're probably not going to be working. What else you got to do but to stand up for liberty? Stand up against Kate Brown's unconstitutional lockdowns. Then come to the Capitol Wednesday, January the 6th. Make a stand for elections. Got to go to the phones quickly to Ron, and then we'll move to Tim. Ron, good morning.
Yes, I want to say this, my brother. If the allegation is true made by Mr. Cross, I respectfully quest that Tootie Smith and some of these others, and even some of the nominees that was running for county commissioner, to investigate it, going through the county commissioner, and go through the county clerk, voters clerk, and get with it. Because if this hot mess is all over the state, maybe not like in Polk County, but up there in Clackamas, when votes change rapidly, around maybe in Marion County. But you know, we got leadership. Here's what makes me mad. We got leadership. And they ain't waking one doggone inkling in this state. They've been quiet as Cheshire cats. If I want Willie Rumpneys or betrayers like old Tooney, back from South Dakota, I don't need trash like that. Right now, they need to have a backbone and get with it. And like I said, I respect people. But I think somebody did have the facts. If the person that made these allegations willing to sign a notarized statement and have evidence, don't just be throwing darts out there like cow pies on the field. I don't need to be stepping it. Nobody should be sliding around in something that does not have foundation. That's my opinion. I'm done.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. I agree. I mean, if Michael Cross has got evidence of this, he needs to bring it forward. And I mean actual evidence. I want to see it, too. At the bottom of the hour, by the way, we're going to be talking with my friend, State Representative Mark Fincham of Arizona. He's the guy who led that hearing with Rudy Giuliani in Arizona. There's lots going on down there today, folks. And some of it relates to what we need to do in Oregon, what we will be doing in Oregon. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. What do you say today?
Let's talk about COVID for just one second. The CDC quit counting people with the flu deaths, because there's been a lot of talk between the relationship between how many flu deaths have occurred versus COVID. Well, they quit following it April 4th. Now, here you go. April 2019, to April 2020. The flu killed an estimated 24 to 62,000 people in the United States. Do you know that's a 250% variance?
Yeah, what's the likelihood of that?
I wonder how that influences if there's a 252% variance in the count, if they think they can be accurate with this.
I don't think they can. 250% variance. I mean, you would have to go back historically and to look at the variances between flu seasons year by year as tracked by the CDC. I mean, that this has to, what they've done, if they're just ignoring the flu, and what really they're doing is they're counting regular flu. You know this as well as I do. If all the flu numbers drop off the chart by 250% variance, it means that a lot of these supposed COVID cases are really just flu. That's what it means. They're lying to us, just like they're lying to us about asymptomatic spread. The Red State article that I'm going to have, folks, and Tim, you should read these, both of these, that 10 million person study the Chinese put out in Wuhan. 10 million people were studied. Asymptomatic transmission of COVID did not occur in a study that studied 10 million people. But it also is happening here. And the New England Journal of Medicine also said a study of studies shows here in America, asymptomatic spread is not happening either. So why on the earth do we have to have businesses shut down? We have to wear masks. We're being lied to, folks, and the data is right in front of our face. Thanks, Tim. Back in a moment at 6:30 with State Representative Mark Fincham. What's going on in Arizona today is profound, and it impacts us in Oregon.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes at the top of the hour. Great to have us on Political Coffee. In a moment, we're going to chat with my friend, State Representative Mark Fincham of Arizona, a guy at the center of the storm down there. Folks, right now there's a live hearing going on in the Georgia Senate. If you go to the Epoch Times, you can watch it. I'm reading a Gateway Pundit story. They just said, well, here's the headline. The Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Elections holds hearing on a voting machine irregularities, and it's devastating. The chief, the first witness from Coffee County just accused the Secretary of State there of being corrupt. Yikes. So somebody else who's just experienced all of this is my friend, State Representative Mark Fincham, down in his District 11, right? Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Gosh, it's been way too long, my friend. Yeah, District 11, which is southern Arizona, south of the Gila, northwest Tucson.
Yeah, I was just going to say you're near the Tucson area there. Well, all right. So I watched you on Steve Bannon's War Room yesterday. I watched the video of that, and you with Liz Harris. And then I subsequently watched more about Liz Harris. And I'm blown away by what she is doing. So two things. There's an effort today at recalling the Maricopa County commissioners. I'd like to have you talk a little bit about that and the subpoena that they're refusing to comply with from the legislature. But also kind of give us an update where you think you are in Arizona broadly in this fight to expose this corruption of this stolen election and how that's going to play out in January 6th.
Well, let me take the I'm going to take this in reverse order. So a few weeks ago, the Senate Judiciary Committee met, and after about 6 hours of testimony, issued two different subpoenas. One, in Arizona, when you tabulate ballots, there is a ballot image that is taken, and then that ballot image is read by the tabulation machine. Well, we actually have calculation machines here in Maricopa County, the Dominion equipment, and all of the problems that go with that. And if I roll back a little bit to November 30th, we had an election integrity hearing that was more for constituents than it was for anything else. But it gave Mayor Giuliani and his team an opportunity in an open forum, in an objective forum, for them to come in and state their case. That was an 11-hour hearing that I chaired, with a total of 9 members from both the House and Senate. We took 11 hours of testimony, that included affidavits of people who had personal experiences, obviously. Then, of course, some professional folks. I don't know if you know of Dr. Shiva's work. But to put kind of a bow on it, with everything that was involved, Dr. Shiva probably had the best 30-second moment, and that was when he was able to take the actual voting of Republicans and Democrats and graph that out and then show us the only mathematical model that would explain what we saw in actual voting was if 130% of Democrats voted and only 50% of Republicans voted. Well, we know that that's not the truth. We know that that's an indicator that votes were moved, and this is just Maricopa County, by the way. We can see that votes had to have been moved, and that other votes had to have been increased. Now, the difference between tabulation and calculation, in tabulation, you can only have whole integers. One point nothing, okay? In calculation, what we saw was something called fractional voting, 1.12 or 1.03. And this is very, you see this in banking where they siphon off, meaning the bad guys, will siphon off a partial of a penny. Well, I mean, you spread that over millions of accounts and you end up with a pretty sizable chunk of money. Same principle. So with what we developed, the Senate picked up the ball and ran with it and said, okay, we're going to have a hearing because we are very suspicious that the Maricopa County equipment, something is very wrong here. And after 6 hours of a hearing from people who know, the chairman issued two subpoenas, one for the ballot images, one for the equipment itself for forensic audit. Now, understand that leading up to that, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors said, oh, we want transparency. You know, we've got all these lawsuits going on, and all we're trying to do is make sure that this is guarded so that the legislature can do a forensic exam when they're ready. Well, when we issue the subpoenas, all of a sudden it's like, we have 40 points of contention and we're not going to let you anywhere near those machines. So, of course, that causes one's eyebrows to go, oh, yeah. Interesting. That's not what you said in pretrial. In the whole show cause hearing as to why you wouldn't honor the subpoenas. Well, they succeeded in lighting off a populist revolt. So I'm going to get to now the recall effort. It's been branded total recall, and I kind of threw that out as, you know, you really need to have a total recall.
Yeah, because it's, like, it's, you know, four out of five of the commissioners, right?
It's 4 out of 5 of the commissioners. In fact, they're ready to go with all 5. So what has happened is over the last week, some pretty serious grassroots partners have coalesced into a We the People group. And I got news for the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. This ain't going away. They've taken the attitude that, you know, people get over this and they'll, there's nothing to see here. They'll walk on. And, no, that's not how this is going to go. Just on my Parler account, which is at Mark Fincham, if anybody wants to take a look at it, it's at MarkFinchem. I put a post up there with the time, date, and location yesterday. I want to say about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It has had 21,000 hits, and we're not even 24 hours into this.
Wow.
So I expect to see a massive turnout today at the Arizona State Capitol. We have a huge park plaza that's loaded up with memorials, and it's the basically the USS Arizona Memorial. I would expect out of that, we will see something on the order of we were expecting 1,000 people. I wouldn't be surprised if 5,000 to 7,000 people show up. Now, understand, these are force multipliers. The reason they're showing up is to pick up petitions, to knock on doors, to hit people up in parking lots at grocery stores, all of the places where people might be found in Maricopa County, and their target is to have the signatures within 4 weeks.
Wow. What's the timeline, Mark? By law?
I don't know the number of signatures they need to collect. I don't know what that number is, but I suspect it's pretty big. It's got to be 300,000. I mean, Maricopa County is basically 2.5 million plus people. No, actually, it's bigger than that. It's 4.5 million. We just have 2.5 million to vote. You've got this situation going on where these guys kind of blew this off and have been playing, you know, delay, 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 delay. The people ain't having none of that. They are going to go nuts over this. So, that's the state of politics in the state of Arizona. You've got a populist. People thought it was just a little bit of smoke. It'll be a brush fire. It'll go away. Oh, no, no, no. This is a full-fledged conflagration. The people have had an absolute gutful of the governor shutting businesses down, of being forced to shut everything from interfering with churches to the ridiculousness of you got to wear a mask when you walk into a restaurant, but when you sit down, you can take it off. The whole thing has just gotten – it's created this recipe, if you will – for a populist revolt. And folks are just like, okay, we're done. Over. We're going after someone. And right now it appears that the lightning rod ends up being the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, which has done everything they can to interfere with the forensic audit of the vote that was taken, for the presidential vote. Now, mathematically, when you look at the statistical picture of this, it really appears that, and this is going to sound like an outlandish number, and of course it has to be proven out, something on the order of 700,000 votes in the state of Arizona are fictitious.
Wow, that's huge.
It is huge. And I mean, members in our caucus are like, we can't get our mind wrapped around this. This is, the level of fraud here, this is unbelievable. Well, We've kind of figured out how they might have gone about it, but until we can actually do a forensic audit, we can't look at the ballot images. Now, fortunately, there's a software out there that is that was developed. It's a document reading or an image reading software. It can tell us whether or not a ballot is legit or not. Meaning, is it a counterfeit ballot that was somehow stuffed into the system? It can figure out the kind of paper, whether or not we use the bubble kind of deal, whether or not the bubble was filled in.
Hey, Mark, can you hang on? Can you just hang on for a moment? We need to go to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes and let you continue to expand on. I think it's a key point. I also want you to address Liz Harris's 800 volunteers, how they're going door to door, what that is finding. Back in a moment with State Representative Mark Fincham from Arizona. All night long.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll go back to my friend, State Representative Mark Finchem of Arizona, who's leading the fight down there. Mark, I know that there's this recall rally today. In fact, one of my listeners just sent me the live YouTube link to it. I'm going to put that up on my Facebook page so that people can literally watch this live rally today where they're going to kick off the recall signature gathering effort on these four Maricopa County Board of Supervisors who voted against, well, complying with the subpoena that you guys sent them. Folks, I want you to be able to watch this. It's important. We all have to stand together here. Now, Mark, you were getting into and talking about the various things that you're trying to get done in really uncovering this fraud. And the optical images and all the ability to read all of that is one of those things. But you need access to that data, and that's your whole point about the Maricopa Board of Supervisors, who are mostly Republican, are blocking your being able to see that and examine that. Why? Why are they doing that?
Well, I have my own theory, but first of all, I think they got caught. They certified an election prematurely, and I think they failed to do a lot of their due diligence. Now, I need to tell you, I have a hard stop at 8 o'clock because I've got to be on a call with some folks out east. But the issue is, we file a subpoena, we expect you to comply. And when you tell us, before we give you the subpoena, that hey, we need a subpoena to give us some political cover, and then you turn around and you say, no, we're going to fight you on the subpoena, that's bad faith. That tells us that there is something, there is a there. Okay? So, to answer your question about Liz Harris, this gal was a candidate, which frankly I believe her election was one of those that was stolen. But she is and I mean this in a good way, she is a machine. She was able to rally somewhere between 500 and 800 people to do the hard work of knocking on doors, of going to places where people have registered to vote to verify what kind of a place it is. Now, in some cases, they're P.O. boxes that, you know, like the shopping mall post office where you've got an address and then you've got a box number. And what they found was, in a lot of those cases, instead of it being box, they say apartment in order to try and evade discovery. Other instances of some of the fraud that they found is people using a government building as their home address.
That's illegal.
Some of this stuff is just absurd. It's illegal. And she has found thousands of these. And what they've done is pretty ingenious. You have the description, the voter record, and the foot soldiers basically go on out, they go to the address, they hold up the voter record next to the address, take a picture of it, and then sign an affidavit that they personally went to verify that.
Again, an affidavit under penalty of law, and I understand that those are being all notarized, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So this is evidence.
Is evidence. It is physical evidence. It is the testimony of an individual who did something intimately personal. They did it. Okay? So Liz has successfully organized, and I know she's had a lot of help. She's very she would not take credit for this. So I'm going to call the girl out. She's a fellow honey badger. She is going after it. She's is mobilizing a ground force to go out. So the very same people that have been looking at fraud, they're now on a mission. They're on a mission to get signatures to put on the ballot the recall of all four of these clowns, because they are refusing to do something that, and we've told them repeatedly, there is no way that you are going to be able to restore confidence in our electoral process in Arizona, specifically Maricopa County, if you do not engage in and fully comply with a forensic audit.
So in the last 2 minutes, in the last 2 minutes we have left, your GOP chair, former state senator Kelly Ward, has joined the lawsuit with Louis Gohmert to determine if Mike Pence has the true authority to determine which slates of electors from states like yours that are challenged are legally constitutional. How do you think that's all going to play out?
Well, interestingly enough, that's what my 8 o'clock call is about. So the state's legislatures, not just Arizona, but I believe all of them, because we are primarily Republican, sent alternative slates. So that means out of Arizona, the official slate signed by Doug Ducey, is a Democrat slate. The slate from the GOP is the exact same slate that was voted on the ballot. That slate was sent, was notarized and sent to Vice President Pence and said, this is the Republican slate. Now, we are on the clock to try and identify, and I'm not going to get into all the legal cases and all that, but we are trying to work on something that's very simple. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution. It is the legislature that is responsible for time, manner, and place. Okay, so how do we define manner?
Yeah, right.
All of a sudden people are ripping their hair out. It's like, well, it's what's in law. No. The legislature wrote law that dictated behavior or dictated a process under good behavior. We did not write legislation to address fraud. The legislature, in its plenary authority, plenary meaning absolute, can take that back at any time without notice. Now, there are people who would say, oh, you're nuts, Fincham. Really? Okay. That actually has already been ruled on by the U.S. Supreme Court.
So yeah, Bush versus Gore.
Nuts.
Right. No, you're not. So,
Bush versus Gore, but it was also McPherson v. Blocker.
True.
It goes
back
to the 1800s.
Right.
So that's what we are now up against. And Liz Harris is just doing yeoman's work organizing this, and they want to get this on the ballot as soon as possible to recall these jokers.
It's going to be the only way you're going to be able to stop this and hold people accountable. Mark, thank you so much, friend. It's always good to hear your voice. I hope to get down to see you sometime this winter to get out of the rain in Oregon. Come hang out with
That'd
you for
great.
A bit. God bless. Full speed ahead.
Right.
We're praying for you guys. Have a great call. That's State Representative Mark Fincham, House District 11 of Arizona. Thanks, friend. So look, folks, what they are doing down there is necessary for us to do in Oregon, frankly, every state in the union. I'm telling you, what Liz Harris has done is stunning. And we know that this is what Michael Cross is alleging in his letter to the Oregon Attorney General, Ellen Rosenblum, that some of these same things are happening in Oregon. It is part of what our effort is going to be on January 7th and 8th in Polk County, led by State Representative Mike Nierman. It is 7 o'clock. Back in a moment. Don't go away. Lots more to talk about.